Shalom to all. Today's officer Shalom Yishkalom Nefchav Zayin. We are starting at the beginning of the Gemara, right after the Mishnah, about a third of the way into the Amud, and the Vilna Daf is on Tez Zayin Amud Aleph. And today's officer sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sarabas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah said part of Sarav Chulu. Mishnah was discussing what can be done with the Trumas Halishka, and we had said the Lashon Shel Zahiris, this red strand that was used in the processing of the Parah Aduma, that was purchased with Trumas Halishka money. So now we continue with this. From Shmuel Nachman says, "Bishem Rianison Shloisha Lashonisain." There's three types of red strands that we find in the processing of different karbanos. Shel Sa'ir, one of them is a Sa'ir Mishtaleach, which was thrown off the cliff on Yom Kippur, and Besela, that cost a Sela. Shel Mitzayra, the red strand that's used in the Mitzayra's karbanos, Beshekel, that cost a Shekel, which is half of a Sela, and Shel Para, the one used in the processing of the Paraduma, Beshtei Slaim, that cost two Slaim. Now, Ruchon Yibras Chavron says the Nir of Babar Zavdu, who says B'Shem Rav Shimon Chalfusa, Shel Para, Beshtei Slaim Umechza, the one used in the processing of the Paraduma, was two and a half Slaim. Now, V'iz Temafkin Lishna, there are those that say it in the following Lashon, Basar Zuz, that it costs 10 Zuz. And that's because a Sela is 4 Zuz, so 2.5 Slaim is 10 Zuz. Now we continue with other things that these monies could be used for. Rabbi Yehuda says, B'Shem Shmuel, Talmidei Chachamim, Hamalamdim as HaKoyhanim, Hilchos Shechita, Hilchos Kabbalah, Hilchos Zrika, the Talmidei Chachamim, that would teach the Koyhanim all the proper Lachos of Shechita, and Kabbalah's Hadam, and Zrika's Hadam. There's not something taken for granted that the Koyhanim knew how to do on their own. They had to go to a special yeshiva or kailal and learn how to do it, and there's Talmidei Chachamim giving Shiurim, so who was paying those Talmidei Chachamim? They took their schar from the Trumas Halishka. Rav Yitzchak Bar Ardifa says, "B'shem Rav Imi, Mevakri Mume Kachim Notan Schar from Trumas Halishka." Those who would check out the mumim of Kachim, they took their schar from Trumas Halishka. A person had an animal to be brought as a carbon. An expert in mumim and blemishes had to take a look at it first to make sure that it's not possible. Just because you have an animal to bring and it looks fine to you doesn't mean it's okay al pi halacha. There's certain mumim that you don't know about. You don't know if they're good or not. The same way you bring your esrig to the rav to see if that dot there or the scratch there is okay or maybe it's a problem. Same thing with an animal. So those mevakri mumin got paid from the Trumas Halishka. Rav Acha quotes Rav Tanchum Bar Chiya, who says b'shem Rav Simlai, Magiyei Sefer Azara, Notan Schar Mitrumas Halishka. Those who would fix up the Sefer Torah in the Azara, they also got paid from the Trumas Halishka. Chav Zayinu Ambez on top, Gidol Bar Minyamin says b'shem Rav Asi, Shnei Dayani Gzeilais, Notan Schar Mitrumas Halishka. There are two Dayanim who would paskin in cases of Gzeila. Reuven stole from Shimon, or there's maybe a suspicion that Reuven stole from Shimon. There are two Dayanim who would paskin these cases. They also got paid from the Trumas Halishka. Now we have Machlokes. Shmuel says, Nashama argues the parochas, not less char and mitrumas halishka, the women who would weave the parochas that divided the hakodesh from the kodesh kadashim, they got paid from the mitrumas halishka. Chon Amar, he says, mitrumas by the kabayas, it came from mitrumas by the kabayas, meaning when somebody just donated regular money to the Beis HaMikdash, that money was used to pay the women. Now, ma palag, what's a machalikas? So Shmuel of like a carbon. Shmuel treats it like a carbon. That's because it's ma'ak of the carbon. If we don't have the parochas, we can't bring carbonis, so he considers it like a carbon. Mimel, that's why he says it comes from mitrumas halishka. Whereas of Chon of like a binyan, Chon treats it just like a regular part of the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash, because the parochah is a curtain that's meant as a divider, and therefore comes from by the kabayas. Now, Rechazia tells us, Tana Rabbi Yehuda Gregorius, Rabbi Yehuda Gregorius taught, that was his name, according to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, is Rabbi Yehuda Gadgadais, and perhaps, says Rav Chaim, that's because he comes from a place, Char HaGidgad, which would be understandable why he has his interesting name. Either which way, what does he teach? HaKtairis, V'chol Karbanos HaTzibur, the Ktairis and all Karbanos Tzibur, Bain with Trumas Halishka, that comes from Trumas Halishka, and that's the same thing as our Mishka, because these are Karbanos Tzibur. Now, Mizbeach HaZav, the golden Mizbeach, also known as Mizbeach HaKtairis, V'chol Klei Sharis, all the Klei Sharis, Bain Mi Meisri Nesachim, they come from leftovers in Nesachim, and Mizbeach HaAyla, that's the main Mizbeach, it's called Mizbeach HaAyla, V'Hechel V'Hazorais, and the Hechel itself, and all the Hazorais, like the Azaz Yisrael, and Azaz Nashim, and Azaz Kehanim, meaning all the stones and upkeep of them, Bain Mi Shiari HaLishka, they come from the Shiari HaLishka, whereas Chutz LaHazorais, anything outside the Zara, Bain Mi Lishkas Bedek HaBayis, any of its upkeep or anything new that needs to be built there, comes from Lishkas Bedek HaBayis, as we said, any donations that were made to the Beis HaMikdash. Ask Gemara on the second to last thing regarding the Mizbeach, Heichel and Azorois, Vatani, we have a Braisa, Avnei Mizbeach, Heichel and Azorois, Mailin Bahen, that one could be over Me'ila if he misappropriates and uses for his own personal use the stones of the Mizbeach, Heichel and Azorois. And the problem is, V'chiyash Me'ila B'Shiraim, with the Shiraim, meaning the Shiari Lishka, there's no problem of Me'ila with them, so it can't be that these things come from the Shiari Lishka, everyone's over Me'ila with them. The Gemara answers, no, Elk Rav Meir, must be they're going like Rav Meir. Rav Meir, Omer, Rav Meir says, Mailin B'Shiraim, one could be over Me'ila B'Shiraim. However, Omer Rav Chinna says, that can't be because Klum Omer Rav Meir only said this El B'Sech Shnasai, only within its year, meaning the very same year that these monies were donated, meaning they were given as the Machzah Shekel. Rav Meir holds that even the Shiari Alishka, one could be over Me'ila, and as we've explained a number of daf ago, that's because if we still need more money for Karbanos, we'll go to the Shiari HaLishka. Therefore, they still retain their elevated level of Kedusha. But again, that's only in that year that these Machzah Shekels were donated. But Vahach over here, Chutz L'Shnasai and Ankaimen, we're talking about beyond their year, that you could always be over me'ila with the stones of the Mizbeach, Heichal, and Azarais, even many years after they were put into place. And so this can't be Rav Meir either. It must be that at least this din of Rav Yehuda Gregorius is not correct, and that the Mizbeach, Ayla, Heichal, and Azarais do not come from the Sheri Alishka. We have another brisa, Amar Cheskia, Tan Rav Yehuda Gregorius, Hashochan, Rahmanoyer, Ram Mizbechais, Vaporeichais, Ma'akvanis HaKarbon, their Ma'akva the Karbon, either if they're not in the proper place or if they're not there in the basement at all, their Ma'akva Karbon for being kosher, Div Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir's opinion. Whereas Vacham and Lucham say, Ain Lucham, Ma'akvas HaKarbon, Ela, Kir, Vakan, Bovad, the only thing that's Ma'akva the Kashas of a Karbon, meaning one of these Kalim, is the Kir and the Khan. That's a big copper vessel that holds the water that the Kahanim wash their hands with. The Khan is the base of it. According to a lot of Gersayats, it's actually Karkoy Vikaren, which are parts of Mizbeach, but either which way, according to the Chachamim, it's only these two things are Ma'akva Karbon, not everything Rav Meir mentioned. The Gemara Chav Chesam Rav on top brings a Machlokes, Veloy Amar Kain Reb Elazar, Reb Yosef ben Chanina, they do not say this, because Trey and Amrin, both of them say, Kol Handechsev, anytime the Pasuk says the word Noichach, as in by the Menorah, it says the word Noichach HaSholchan. It should be placed opposite the Sholchan. So anytime it uses that word, Ma'akev. So that tells us that's Ma'akev, and that this thing, such as in our example of the Menorah, has to be exactly where the Torah says it needs to be, and if not, then it's Ma'akev the Karbon. But if it uses the word Tzela, Eina Ma'akev, such as with the Sholchan, it says the word Titein Al Tzela Tzafayin, as you place it on the northern side of the Heichal, and that word Tzela says that it's not Ma'akev. And Va'amar Shmuel Bar Nachman, B'shem Rabbi Yonasan, Va'filu Tzela Ma'akev, even the word Tzela is Ma'akev, and Va'amar Rabbi Ila, B'shem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, Va'filu Sima Ma'akeves, even if it uses the word Sima, that's Ma'akev, and it says by the Aron and Peroiches, the word Sima, it says Va'yosem, and so the question is that both of these do not hold like Chachamim, which is very strange, because usually the majority opinion goes like the Chachamim, and here it shows that they're not like the Chachamim. And Mimela, that means that we have an issue with Rabbi Yehuda Gregorius' Braisa, like we asked on the previous Braisa of his. However, Rav Chananya answers that no, there's no Kasha. Kan b'avoydes shebepnim, kan b'avoydes shebechot. One's referring to avoydes inside, one's referring to avoydes outside. Namely, avoydes that have to be done in the Heichal or in the Kodesh Kodashim. So then the Pareiches and the Shulchan and the Menorah, which are all inside, they're Ma'akev and have to be in the right place. When we're talking about avoydes that are done outside in the Azara anyway, and they're not done in the Heichal, so then they're not Ma'akev, so it's not a Kasha. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.